The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another hot stove edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. It is finally over. Juan Soto has made his decision, and he, as many of us on the podcast predicted, has decided to play for the New York Mets. The basic, you know, overall deal is 15 years, $765 million. Unlike the Ohtani deal a year ago, none of this money will be deferred. So every cent of it will be paid out over those 15 years. And as I sort of predicted, he will have, in fact, an opt-out after the fifth year with the Mets. I am Terry Cushman. With me tonight, Nick Diamond, to discuss the aftermath of this deal. So, scale of 1 to 10, how shocked are you? 1 or a 2?
Yeah, 1. I had the Mets all along, I think, but I'm just happy it's not the Yankees. I'm still surprised it got this high. You know, this is crazy how high it got.
Yeah, I think most of us were kind of glued to Twitter throughout the weekend. You know, you have all these apps, but Twitter is still the king of breaking news. I know that Blue Sky app, I don't know how that one's doing, but it's new. And Instagram, players will turn to that and make their announcements personally. But as far as actual journalists, Twitter is where you want to be. And, you know, there were reports 48 hours ago, four or five teams were at or above 600. And then the last 24 hours, all the remaining teams that were in, which included the Red Sox, were at or above 700 million. And, you know, throughout the day, it was as high as 720, 730. In the final minutes before John Heyman won the race, to report it, we were hearing reports it could be as high as 800, but it ended up being 765, and it surprises me a little bit. Like with Shohei, you kind of understand it. He's a two-way player. He can help you win a couple different ways. He also has the international appeal. You know, you're going to get a lot of marketing and sponsorship revenue, you know, from Japan and all that, TV deals probably. The Dominican Republic is sacred of a place as that is in Red Sox history. It just doesn't have the pull of a Japan-type country when it comes to that. So I'm kind of surprised that Soto was able to exceed Ohtani despite all of that.
You know, I'm not super surprised at this point. I think it's because of the years. Ohtani coming into free agency at 30 years old and Soto coming in at 26 makes a big difference there. But, you know, at the beginning of this, I would have said there's no way he gets over 700, but now we're talking about 765. And I get the Yankees even went to 16 years, which is outrageous too. But I guess the Mets won this. I'm surprised he picked the Mets over the Yankees when it got that close. And, you know, I think Yankees have the better history, the better ballpark for him too. I'm surprised he still picked the Mets when it was that close. I thought the Mets would be 25, 30 million more, but it really was only 5 million, but the AAV was higher, but I'm still surprised he chose the Mets when it was that close money-wise.
We can only speculate at this point. There will be a press conference, I'm guessing, within the next 24 to 48 hours, I'm assuming, an introductory press conference. But to me, just kind of my feel on it is I think he just trusted the leadership of Stearns and Cohen more than he did Steinbrenner and Cashman. I mean, the Mets don't have a great farm system, but, you know, they do have...
It's better than the Yankees right now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. They made... When they traded... I guess Acuna just graduated when they just brought him up, and they got, like, Gilbert from the... I think from the Astros, who's pretty highly ranked, and the Yankees have nobody left, so I think it's higher ranked than the Yankees at the moment.
Okay. But, you know, the infrastructure is still a little bit better, I think, with the Mets. You know, you still got a prime Lindor. You got all kinds of serviceable guys throughout that team. And their pitching program, I think, has taken a step forward. Look what they did with Manaea and Severino. I think that team's in good hands. And Soto did say, it came out, a week and a half ago, that it's important to him that he has a good rapport with the owner. So I think that's what it comes down to. You look at that Yankees roster, not a great farm, not a roster that's really built for the long term. Judge has, what, 3 or 4 real good MVP caliber years left at the most. You're paying Stanton for a little while. Gerrit Cole, I think, is just going to regress. Maybe not drastically, but year over year, he's not going to be the same guy. I just think it was a better decision to take the Mets over the Yankees. And another thing I wondered too, could the Yankees have kind of hurt their chances by keeping Aaron Boone? Because we've heard, I think as recently as last year, he had lost the clubhouse. There were those types of reports coming out. So you just wonder if the culture is a bit of a problem there in the Bronx.
I don't know at this point. You'd have to ask Soto or someone in the Bronx there or with the Yankees. I'm surprised. Mendoza, you know, his son kind of leaked something a couple of days ago about this kind of offer, 15 years, 730. So he was kind of spot on if that was actually the case. I don't know if you saw that a few days ago.
I didn't.
Yeah, I guess it was the TikTok comment where the Mendoza, the manager of the Mets, his son leaked something on TikTok saying that the Mets have an offer at 730 for 15 years and they're willing to go even higher if they have to. And then his whole account got deleted. I guess his dad told him to delete everything. I don't know. But it was pretty close to the offer that came out.
It's weird how coaches' kids and managers' kids seem to do that. I think it happened with the Rangers, didn't it? With the Seager deal, maybe?
I'm not exactly sure what the deal was, but it was definitely the Rangers. Yeah, it was in 2 or 3 years ago, for sure.
It was Tim Hires' kids, and he was the former hitting coach for Boston, and we had a great offense under him. So... yeah, it's weird how the kids kind of go rogue like that and throw their dads under the bus. But all right, let's get to the Red Sox side of it. So the Red Sox topped out at $700 million, and I'm okay with that. Like, of the things to blame the Red Sox for, I'm not blaming John Henry for a lack of effort or a lack of sincerity. I think he really tried to get Juan Soto. I think they made their best pitch and he didn't choose us. Where I think the Red Sox kind of screwed themselves, and I put a tweet out there right after. It was like my reaction tweet. I said, you know, if this was 2017, you're still fresh off of, well, relatively fresh off of the 2013 title. You know, winning was still a part of our culture back then and being a perennial contender. And you had a lot of young talent around you. I said, if this was 2017, I think Soto would have picked the Red Sox. I think there would have been an allure type thing there. But it's 2024 and shit got toxic. And I think that's part of it. You know, how many players and executives around the league praise the Red Sox in the last few years? I don't think any. Nobody's vouching for the Red Sox, saying they're a good organization. It's all bad.
None anymore. And I don't know how they're going to pivot here, because everybody's going to pivot. They're going to have to deal with the Yankees again, because they're going to pivot to the same kind of guys. And it looks like the Dodgers are still in on Teoscar, so that's another team they're going to have to deal with if they want to get offense. So I don't think they're going to do much around these winter meetings here. I mean, I think they get one pitcher, but going back to the Soto and the $700 million thing, you said it's a great offer for $700 million, but you're still $65 million short. I'm not going to fault the Red Sox for coming up $65 million short, because 15 years for $700 million is probably the top dollar that you should go for Juan Soto. Like, $765 is ridiculous. I'm not mad at them for losing out at that and not going any higher. That's probably what they should have topped out at. So I'm not going to fault the Red Sox for that, but I will fault them if they don't spend the $700 million on something else.
Well, I think let's say they jumped up to 760. I think that just pushes the Mets to 780. I think you're just pushing for them. I just don't think he wanted the Red Sox. And there were actually, I don't know if it was I think it was Heyman actually said on MLB Network, this was like 5 or 6 hours before the decision, he said that the impression he got from the Red Sox was that they weren't confident and that he was looking elsewhere. So I think they kind of knew. I think the writing was on the wall. Yeah, they could have threw a bigger number out there. And maybe that number was 720 or 730 at that point as well. Maybe it wasn't a huge disparity and it jumped, incrementally late. But I think the Red Sox wanted him. You'll have some people out there saying that the Red Sox were only in it for the optics and so on and so forth. But you mentioned Teoscar Hernandez. The Red Sox last year offered him 2 years, $28 million. So that would have been 14 per. He would have signed with us had we gone an extra year. So that would have been 3 years, 42. And he signs the 1 year deal with the Dodgers at a really high AAV. What's his market now? Because I'm thinking, at first I was thinking maybe, I was thinking Schwarber type contract, 4 years, $80 million, maybe a Castellanos deal, 100, 125. It might be closer to two now.
I don't think it's going to be that high, but yeah, I could see 125-ish, 5 years.
You think that's it?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I think it's going to be between the Red Sox and Dodgers. I think that was the latest rumor, that he prefers the Dodgers, but he always wants to hit in Fenway Park. So it's going to come down to those two. I just think it will be the Dodgers. But the one thing that just happened was the Conforto signing. And that might mean that they might platoon those two players and he might want to play with the Red Sox. He might get more of a bats. I don't know. I doubt it. You still want to go to the Dodgers if you want to win World Series. So
there was a tweet, I think it was from Nightingale from USA Today, and it said that the Conforto signing doesn't take the Dodgers out of the Teoscar thing. So,
but does that mean less at bats for Teoscar? It could.
Well, let's see. So where's Mookie playing? I think he's going back to the outfield, isn't he?
I
think that was the plan.
I think that should be the plan.
Yeah. And then so who's the other outfield? Well, it would be Conforto.
I think Tommy Edman would be the new shortstop.
Okay.
Because he's also an outfielder, infielder.
Is Outman still a key factor in their outfield?
I think he sucks.
Oh, does he? Okay. He had a good 2023, maybe it was.
Yeah, I think he got sent down to the minors at one point.
Okay.
I don't think he was on the World Series roster. If he was, he didn't play much.
Okay. I'm pulling up their depth chart right now just to be sure. I like the ESPN depth chart. I don't know which one you like to look at, but let's see. Their outfield. Yeah, they still have out. Yeah, so they do have room for him, because if Outman isn't going to be a factor, I don't think Hayward is there anymore. So who do you have? You'd have.
I mean, Ohtani would be at DH, and then Mookie and Wright would be ideal, I guess. And then you got Conforto, Teoscar to fill some spots.
I think Mookie would have to play center by the looks of it. You'd want Hernandez and Conforto on the corners, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, as far as this depth chart looks, I don't see why they wouldn't still target Teoscar, but... So if it's 125, if you're right, I just think it's going to be insane, because I just think, okay, so Dodgers would be in on him, Yankees, Red Sox. You got to add at least one or two more teams in there, I would think. I wouldn't rule the Phillies out, to be honest. Schwarber's gone in a year.
I wouldn't rule the Mets out. I think they're going to still keep going.
Or even
they
the
have
Mets.
To.
Or even the Mets, yeah. Here's a question I was gonna pivot to. If you're the Red Sox, would you rather have, just looking at the outfield, because there's players in the pipeline here. Would you rather have Teoscar or Alonso?
Ooh.
You're trading Casas, so that's the...
I think that's when you go Alonso, because then you can trade Casas. I think Casas has more value than Willier. I think a lot of other teams have a belief that Willier will never be able to hit lefties, and that could be very true. I think Casas at least has a decent chance to hit lefties. He might not be a great lefty. He might not hit lefties great, but I think he will be able to hit them at a... decent clip. So I think Casas has more value to other teams.
He's got the best plate discipline of any player, so I wouldn't lose faith on him handling lefties. Perhaps the power numbers aren't there, but I think he'll make contact and hit singles. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm kind of warming up to the idea of Alonso, but and I just think, you look at that outfield, I don't know if I want to give a 5-year deal to Teoscar.
I don't want to give it 5. I would love to go 400 or 4. I'd even go 110, 125 if you have to, but I don't know how it's going to work. You don't have to give up a pick anymore. Do you? No, yes, you do. You do have to give up a pick. So
did they give him?
I don't know. They gave him a qualifying offer, yeah.
Okay, I think they did. Yeah, so it's going to be fascinating, but
I prefer giving Teoscar 5 years than Santander, if that's what they're going to choose.
I want
between.
No part of Santander, and
I agree with that.
I put a tweet out there, and I got roasted for it because I said we already have a lefty DH, and Santander is a switch hitter, but he doesn't hit lefties that well. From the right side.
And he had like a .303 on base percentage. We're going from a guy like Juan Soto, who had a .421 last year, to .303. That's a big difference if you're trying to add a big time bat. I'd rather go Teoscar or even Alonso if we're going to pick between these three guys.
Yeah, I just Santander will help a team. I'm not saying he's a bad player, but man, just not a fit for the Red Sox.
I agree. I would stay away from him.
Another guy, too, if we don't want to go crazy on, unless I'm wrong, is Christian Walker. Is he a lefty or righty?
He's right-handed.
Okay.
I actually do like him too.
That might be a better fit than Alonso, actually, because you would get less years, and I don't know. I'd say you could put him at DH, but Devers, you know, who knows eventually. But yeah, so we're gonna get into Adames more tomorrow night, but you could always move Devers over, get you a third baseman. But those are conversations for probably later in the week. Another observation I wanted to make is, if you're Vladimir Guerrero Jr., we've given so many takes on the Red Sox should get him and then sign him right away, have an extension in place. But if you're Vladimir Jr., no way am I signing anything early. I'm the top guy next year. You know, let the market go crazy.
Yeah, he's not signing anything. He's going to try to do the same thing that Soto did. We were talking about Soto getting like $500 million. I wouldn't be surprised if Guerrero got between $500 and $600 million next year.
That's real high.
I do too. I think it's really high, but I didn't think Soto was going to get 765.
I thought,
again, he's going to be 27 next year. He's going to get another 13 year deal. I don't think his body's going to hold up as well as Juan Soto's does, but I think he's going to get a big long-term deal.
Yeah. Cause I was thinking 3 to 350. We've never seen a first baseman get a massive deal. Ever. I wonder what the biggest one even is.
It's Albert Pujols.
Okay.
At like 240 or 240, something like that.
Okay. So that is actually pretty significant. I was thinking, I think Cabrera was still technically a third baseman at that time. And I don't know. I mean, what would be the next biggest? I'm just trying to think. It's got to be way less than two.
Mark Teixeira, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say Adrian Gonzalez, but I think Teixeira beat him by a good 15 or 20 million.
We just got more details about the Soto deal.
Oh, go ahead.
So Soto can either opt out after the fifth year, which is 2029, or receive a $4 million raise per season. So it would go up from $51 million to $55 million for the remainder of the contract. So the Mets could add another $4 million per year if they want to keep him.
So that's an extra 40 altogether.
Yeah. So it can get basically $805 million if they wanted to.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Extra 40. So that would essentially be just like adding on another year. So it'll be fascinating to see which way he wants to go with that. I mean,
in 5 years, he could get another $600 million contract if he has five amazing years.
Yeah, I was just thinking in my head. I mean, I'm like, if you get two MVPs in there and then maybe a beast of an October, that could do it. It's just so hard to predict. I mean, if you told me 5 years ago you'd have two players signing for 700 or more, I would tell you you're nuts. Like, there's no way that's going to happen. And I don't even know who the next generational talent would be that could command that.
Bobby Witt already signed. I mean, I think that would have been the next guy.
And he got what, 4 something?
No, I think he had like 3 something, but I think it had a lot of
deferrals.
Like, or it could be higher. Okay. Like, it could go up to 4 something.
Oh, escalators. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who the next big name would be. I mean, if you think about it, it could be like Roman Anthony.
It could be. Yeah. That's why it's important to get that done early. Yeah, it's probably someone that's either coming up now or is about to, but yeah. So just getting back to the Red Sox before we wrap, I just think, you know, your public perception is in the septic tank right now. I think they were hoping Juan Soto would fix that, would be the first major step to fixing that. It would have been, but You picked the wrong year to have such a dud of a, you know, to have a dud of a chance to go after him. If they would have had a better offseason maybe last year, maybe that helps, but I don't know. I don't know what they could have done.
I don't think they could have done anything. Like you said, I think Cohen would have kept going up even if they offered 750 or they matched it. They could have matched it. I think Cohen goes up to 800 and 850. I think this could have gone up as long as we wanted to. I don't know. I think the Yankees tapped out and then it was over. He made his decision.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I had one other tweet the other day on the Bastards account. I said, ideally, the Red Sox would match the highest offer, and then Soto would just pick us, and that would be it. Like, because that would tell you, okay, he just wants to play in Boston. If, you know, if it comes down to two teams and you're matching them and he picks you, that's what it is, but...
I don't think we've even heard what the Blue Jays offer was yet. So I think they were a non-factor the whole time.
Maybe they were just out and, Boris did them a solid and said, we won't embarrass you, but he's not coming to Toronto.
That could have easily happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then that one guy, Mick, whatever. Yeah.
I don't want to give him any publicity or credit. What a fool. He's still out here tweeting about, like, I stand by my sources. I'm like, you were wrong 10 days ago.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty painfully obvious on Friday that it wasn't even close to over yet. Has he even, like, deactivated his account? I can pull it up real fast.
As of, like, 30 minutes ago, he was still tweeting.
Okay. Let's see. Everything is up. Yeah, he's just... he stands by his reporting, like you said. Well, join the witness protection program, Mick. You're cooked.
Yeah. Him and all of his boys, Gleniel Garcia and... the rest of them needs to go.
Oh, from last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to come back tomorrow night. So that'll be a Tuesday morning drop for everyone. There's still a ton to cover. Tyler O'Neill to the Orioles. Red Sox were in on Shane Bieber. Probably even offered him more money than the Guardians did, but lost out on him. Adamas to the Giants. Severino to the A's. We're going to get into all of it and who knows, other stuff is going to develop as well. So it's going to be an action-packed show tomorrow night. So everyone, have a good Monday. Take care.